Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning to everybody. We thank and praise God for blessing us to see another Sunday morning. He's great. He's great all the time. He's been blessing us all the time, the whole time. When you slept, he was blessing you. When you woke, he's blessing you. When you think about it, he's blessing you. And even when you're not even thinking about it, he's still blessing. 24/7, God has been good. And I'm so grateful. He smiled on us. And this is Pastor Donna Evans. And you're on Trinity Talk. And we got a lot to talk to you about today. So hold on to your hat, because it's on and it's popping. This has been a challenging week for me. You know, it's allergies. Allergies is, the weather is this and that, okay? So you can't just say, well, it's because of the snow I'm this way, or it's because of the rain I'm this way. You never know. The weather's in God's hands. That's something that we truly don't have any control over. And because of the cycling and different changes of the weather and all of that, it's allergy season and flu season and cold season and all of that kind of stuff. All kind of things are in the air. And so yours truly, I believe, is allergies. So if my voice sounds a little muffled, it's allergies, and just bear with me, okay, because God is speaking, and his word is true. So just don't pay attention to the messenger, just the message. The message is what's important, and I thank God for his word and for his message. Yeah, he's great and greatly to be praised. I thank him every day. The title of our message today is, It's Not Difficult. It's Not Difficult. That's the title of our message today. And our message is going to come from the book of Deuteronomy, the Old Testament. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Our key verse is the 11th verse. So while you're writing that down, and then we're going to also hit Galatians. We're going to go to the New Testament, to Galatians 20 and 20. Galatians, the second chapter, the 20th verse. Yeah, and that's a scripture that you all are familiar with, I already know. And then St. John. We're going to hit St. John, the 16th chapter, the 13th verse. And so you can just write some of those scriptures down. But before we get too far, I just want to ask you to pray for those who've lost loved ones, whose loved ones have gone on to be with the Lord. Send a prayer out for them and give them some of your time and some of your thoughts. And then pray for those who are less fortunate. Pray for those who've suffered. Families, lost families. Pray for the families that were affected by the air collision in the air. And the plane going down in the water and the helicopter. Their families. Pray for families who've lost everything in the California fires. Lost everything. Pray for those who just are lonely and down and out and feel like nobody cares. Nobody thinks about them. They're just trying to make it day by day. Pray that God would give them zest for life. Pray that God would meet their needs. Yeah. Father, we take this time and we want to just acknowledge you as God, and beside you, there is none other. We give you praise and we thank you for all you've done and all you're doing. We lift up those who've lost loved ones. We lift up the Casey family and other families. We lift up those who are suffering. different ways. Lord, we pray that you would cover them with your grace and your mercy. Meet the needs of homeless and those who are less fortunate. We thank you for all you've done, and we thank you for all you're doing. Continue to help us to grow in a mighty way. In Jesus' name. Yeah, we thank God for growth. If you're not growing, something's wrong. We want to grow no matter what. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Old Testament, Deuteronomy 30th chapter. Our key verse is verse 11. Verse 11, this command that I give you today is certainly not too difficult or beyond your reach. That's Moses, and he's speaking to the people. He taught them. He talked to them about complaining. He talked to them about, no, y'all, we can do this. We can do this. Moses was a great leader. The Christian life is not difficult. But if somebody don't want to follow God, if they don't want to follow leadership, then you can make it seem like it's difficult, but it's not. And that's what Moses was teaching the people. He said, this command that I give you today is certainly not too difficult or beyond your reach. Yeah. And I'm going to read a couple of these scriptures to go with this. Okay. All right. Let's go. If we read a little bit before, the key verse is verse 11. But let's go to verse. Let's just say verse 9. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crop of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your fathers. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in this book of the law, and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart. Right there. That's it. And turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. This is where our key verse comes in right here, verse 11. Now what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult, for you are beyond your reach. Yeah, that's our key. And that's the title of our message today. It's not difficult. It's not. The Christian life is not difficult. The same Christ who loved a perfect and who lived a perfect and obedient and sinless life, he stands prepared to live it again through you. That same Lord, Jesus, walked this earth. He lived a sinless life. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you'll be also. But before you get there, I'm with you always. I'm with you. This Christian life is not difficult. And the thing about it is, we're not alone. When it gets hard, sometimes it's hard to love. I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to give. It's not always easy. Sometimes it might be hard to do this or to do that a little bit. It might not be, you know, sometimes your mind is wondering, do I want to do this or should I go this way? Sometimes in your mind, it gets that hard. It gets hard. But Moses was teaching the Christian life is not difficult. The Lord is with us. He goes with us day after day. He's with you in your sleep. He's with you when you woke. And sometimes it might seem difficult. Just like Moses is saying, this Christian, it's not. You can make it. Don't make things hard. It may seem like, oh, do I want to do this or do I go this way? Yeah. Let's go through Galatians. Galatians 2 and 20. Come on with me, Galatians. And this is a scripture that we're all familiar with. Galatians 2 and 20. Turn in your Bible, New Testament. Galatians 2 and 20. It says, and it's talking about being crucified with Christ. It says, I have been crucified. This is Paul's letter. This is written by Paul. It says, I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yeah. Another version that I memorized when I was a teenager says, I'm crucified. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And this is the King James version. It says, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you say the same thing. Yet not I, but Christ, he lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God that loved me and he gave himself for me. Yeah. And then if we read verse 21, it says, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. So in other words, if it could all be done through the law, then it wasn't, we would not have a need for Christ and his crucifixion and his giving his life. Could not be done through the law. Had to be done through love and grace. Had to be a sacrifice. Jesus was the sacrifice for us. Yeah. God's will is not hard to discern. He has given us the scripture which reveal his will. And he has placed his Holy Spirit within us to guide us to his perfect will in every situation. In every situation. Let's turn to St. John 16 and 13. St. John 16, verse 13. And this is Jesus speaking. And it says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm going to just read. That's St. John 16 and 13. I'm going to read verse 14. It says, he will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. Verse 15 says, all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Yeah. Our greatest challenge will be to be wholly and completely committed. Okay? When we commit our lives, it's not just partially. It's just not what's convenient for now. It's total commitment. Total commitment. Remember our message, our title is, it's not hard. It's not too difficult. God will obediently, God wants us to obediently, follow him in what we say and what we do. Moses, he gathered the people around, the Israelites around Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. Before they were going to enter into the promised land, he gathered them around the mountain. There God described what they had to do in order to obey him. God gave detailed instructions so there wouldn't be no mistake in what was to be expected of them. Then God asked them to make a choice. If they chose to disobey his commands, they would face his wrath. But if they chose to obey, then they would receive his blessings. Wow, that's today. God's word comes to us in the same way. And it's not too hard to understand. If you choose to obey, there's so much in store. Yeah, there's so much in store. There's things for you to enjoy. If you choose to disobey, you will get, the scripture says, the wrath. Things, it won't be pleasant. The question is, how will you respond? Nowhere in the scripture did God excuse disobedience. His instructions are very clear. Yeah. Condemnation, it came to them and it comes because the people knew exactly what God wanted them to do. And many chose not to do it. And many wandered longer in the wilderness because of disobedience. God, through his Holy Spirit, will always give you sufficient revelation. He'll explain it. You'll know exactly what he wants you to do. And then he'll give you the strength to be able to do what. He's not going to have you do something you can't do and you're not able. He'll provide you with the strength and whatever you need to make the next step, to keep going, to keep doing. You know, a baby, when the baby's learning to walk, it's going to fall a lot of times. But you know what? God gives the strength in those legs. And God gives the strength in the feet. And God gives the strength in the body to hold that baby up. And God gives the strength in the mind to understand that I got to move one foot and then I got to move the next foot. God gives the strength. But if you don't try, then you can't go anywhere. God will give you the strength to do exactly what he's called you to do. How will you respond? How will you respond when he's telling you, he's speaking to you, do this? How will you respond? God, through his Holy Spirit, will always give you sufficient revelation and strength to take the next step with him. Not by yourself, with him. And sometimes that next step might seem like, oh, Lord, are you sure? Do you want me to do this? God's calling you to take that next step with him. We don't have to question. We're just supposed to keep going. Keep trusting and keep believing, knowing that he has us and he's not going to leave us. Yeah. If you're uncertain about what God is asking of you, make sure that you are obeying all that he is commanding you to do. Yeah. Make sure that you're obeying, that you know what he wants you to do, and that you're obeying. Doing, Lord, I know you called me to do this. Let me go and try. Let me go on and do what you called me to do. Through your obedience, God's next instruction, each instruction will become clearer. And believe me, you're not by yourself. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you always. That's the scripture. He said he's going to be with you always, even to the end of the age. And it's a beautiful thing. And you know what? It's a personal commitment. Him with us, we're with him. Him with you, you with him. And the beautiful thing, he's chosen you. It's not by chance. He's chosen you. Yeah. When he chose Micah, minor prophet, he chose other minor prophets. They didn't put a whole lot in the Bible. They didn't have a whole lot of writings. Chose Micah. Chose other minor prophets. Yeah. And then he's choosing you. In the book of Micah, Micah 6, this is a small book, tiny book in the Old Testament. Micah 6 and 8, it says, he has told you, O man, or we could say, O woman, he's told you what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly. That's what he requires of you, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. You see, he don't hide what he wants from you. He don't hide his expectations. And it's not hard. You can do it. You don't have to guess how you should live. You don't have to guess what he wants from you and how to walk. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not about, well, let me live any kind of way and I'll give money to this group, or let me live any kind of way and then once a year I'll send a donation to that group and I'm okay. It's not about the money. It's not about the donations. People think their money can buy them in. Buy them into good standing with the Lord. It's not about the money. In the Old Testament, they was talking about it's not about, you know, the cattle or what you're going to donate, what you're giving, what you're sacrificing. No. It's about your heart. Yeah, it's about your heart. Yeah. God wants us to show justice, us to treat each other right, show kindness and goodness. Yeah. The way we treat one another, that's important. What if they don't like us? What if we don't think like us? What if they don't vote like us? Justice. That's what he wants. Yeah. Integrity. Yeah. Yeah. Treating people the way that they're supposed to be treated. Treating. And then we're supposed to love mercy. Yeah. There are so many people that they feel left out. They may not have this and that. They may not have the greatest things. But we're supposed to love mercy, have kindness, goodness in our hearts. Yeah, show people mercy when it could go a different way for them. But you're showing them some kindness. Yeah, if I look back at my week, ooh, I can name some times when it was rough. It was rough. Two different occasions, people talked to me really bad. And I don't know where it came from. It came from the pit. It came from the enemy, but God in his grace and his mercy. Yeah. God in his grace and his mercy will carry you through hard time difficulties. Yeah, exactly. Exactly what we need in this day, in this age, in 2025. We need his mercy and we need grace. We need it to carry us through. This is a time that we should not be trying to do things on our own. We need one another. We need to pray for one another, care about one another, build up one another. It's not too hard to love somebody you don't even know. We're supposed to have love because Christ first loved us. And that was over 2,000 years ago. Yeah. Deuteronomy 30:11, it says, "This command that I give you today is certainly not too difficult or beyond your reach." It's not too hard and it's not too difficult beyond your reach. You can make it. You can get through the hard times. You can get through the difficulties. Keep trusting God. Believe him and his word. I want to uplift and say a special blessing to Sister Patricia. I say that continue your walk because it's a good one as you go and do the bidding, as you go and bless on others. May God continue to bless you and your service, the people that you come in contact with. May they see the love of Christ in you. Remember, we can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. It's not too difficult. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you are on Trinity Talks. God bless you. Until next time.